In his Angelus address in a sunny St. Peter's Square, Pope Francis recalled the church tradition of calling the first Sunday after Easter In Albis, an expression, he said, meant to recall the rite of those who had received baptism wearing white on the Easter Vigil. The Pope went on to say that, in the Jubilee year of 2000, St. John Paul II established that this particular Sunday was to be dedicated to divine mercy.
San Giovanni Paolo II ha stabilito che questa domenica sia dedicata alla divina misericordia.
In the last few months, the Holy Father said, we have concluded the extraordinary Jubilee of mercy, and this Sunday invites us to resume the grace that comes from the mercy of God. Drawing inspiration from the Gospel reading of the day, the Holy Father reminded those present of Jesus' words, receive the Holy Spirit, those to whom you will forgive sins will be forgiven. Here is the sense of the mercy, the forgiving of sins, noted Pope Francis, that occurs on the day of the resurrection of Jesus. The risen Jesus, he continued, has sent to his church as a first task his own mission to bring to everyone the concrete announcement of forgiveness. This visible sign of his mercy brings with him the peace of heart and the joy of a renewed encounter with the Lord. Mercy, said the Pope, makes us realize that violence, rancor and revenge have no sense.
La misericordia ci fa capire che la violenza, il rancore, la vendetta non hanno alcun senso.
Mercy also opens the door of the heart and allows us to express our closeness, above all to those who are alone and marginalised. Mercy, in short, said Pope Francis, is everyone committed to being instruments of justice, reconciliation and peace. Let us never forget that mercy, he concluded, is the keystone in the life of faith and the concrete form in which we give visibility to the resurrection of Jesus. Following the recitation of the Regina Caeli, the Holy Father remembered the beatification in Oviedo, Spain, on Saturday, of Father Luis Antonio Rosa Ormieres, an educator who lived in the 19th century and founded the Congregation of the Sisters of the Guardian Angel. The Pope also greeted Polish pilgrims on the Feast of Divine Mercy and thanked Caritas Poland for their support of so many families in Syria. I'm Lydia O'Kane.